You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tell me, what's up?
What's up, man?
I have a challenge for the players.
You got a challenge? What's the challenge?
The challenge is you, Caleb, and me eat sour stuff.
Eat sour stuff?
Yeah.
I got a bunch of candy in the locker room.
Let's go eat it!
No, you can't.
Wait, maybe when practice is over.
You think this is a game?
I know, I could call it whatever, man.
That's from tonight's Hard Knocks training camp with the Chicago Bears. That was DJ Moore's daughter talking about a challenge with her father and Caleb Williams eating sour candy.
So let's give respect to our partner, Layla Rahimi. She nailed this. She said that they were going to focus on DJ Moore's family, and she was 100% right. Mm-hmm. Because now they got a little taste of how adorable his family is. They're like, you know what we're going to do? More of it.
If you thought the ice cream museum was a challenge, wait till they try Warheads candy. Now DJ Moore has a decision to make.
About candy? He should ask someone to find Derrick Rose's candy machine.
Sack machine.
He had one.
He did.
He had a Skittles machine.
He had his Skittles machine. Candy machine.
That's what they machine. What they need to do is find Jose from Logan Square. There's your story.
No, we need to find Jose from Logan Square.
He should be on Hard Knocks.
I almost wore my
he's here every year.
I almost wore my beer money t-shirt today.
You're right.
Out of respect to my peeps over at NBC Sports Chicago, maybe I'll wear it tomorrow. But you're right. You're right.
Brian Urlacher.
Well, no.
It was gas money before it was beer money.
Right. But I don't have a gas money shirt. I only have a beer money shirt.
I still can't believe that they made like Jen Latta and these professional reporters go into some bar in New Lenox. And like,
Dan, they make us go to bars in New Lenox.
But we're
old
but
men.
We're us. But could you imagine?
Yeah, but it was like a lot of those people, like it was towards the beginning of their career.
Still.
And it was fun. I actually really liked that stuff. I think that most of the sports networks have gotten away from that, and I wish they would do more fun stuff. Along with the analysis stuff, that's great.
We got a lot of mileage out of those shows. And look, it created Gas Money Bob, you know, a whole Twitter character.
Yeah. And you can get fun stuff from it.
I think that's what tonight's gonna be on Hard Knocks. I'm my expectations now are as low as they could possibly be. The Bears have broken Hard Knocks. They did it.
I think on purpose.
They beat it. No, they did. The Bears beat Hard Knocks. And they said, well, why is there
soft taps?
Why is there no swearing out of respect to the McCaskey family? You think George Halas used to swear?
Apparently not.
Come on.
No way. Never.
What is that? Why does no swearing respect to the McCaskey family? No one in the McCaskey family swears? Come on.
I don't believe it.
Like that's just so preposterous. It's a football team. They're allowed to talk like football players talk. We don't have to pretend that they're all Eagle Scouts or scouts for the Bears, whatever they might be. But just I don't know.
I look at where things stand in the calendar for the Bears and go, "What are they going to do tonight?" I feel like tonight's like a 47-minute episode and maybe not a 52-minute episode because there's not a lot of game action. This
roster
feels,
decisions.
But would they do things differently now? Like the cut down is at 3:00, and I mean, they don't show people getting cut anymore.
I know, but we haven't had a single shot. Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of my favorite things is coaches sitting around the table talking about players.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a little bit of that.
Positional guys, like, well, I, I don't know if he can block. He's going to have to do some stuff on special teams. Like that, that real stuff. Coaches sitting around the table talking about players. It's super easy to do, and it's always compelling. You get to hear how they talk about certain players, and you get to see if somebody feels really strongly. Say, look, I love this kid, and I can't tell you that he can step in and start for us, but I want him in my room. Stuff like that, you know? Attach themselves to guys a little bit.
Well, if ever there was an opportunity to do that, it would be this week, because you would think that the roster decisions, I imagine the trades will be part of this. There's enough time for that to have happened where you can get Daryl Taylor telling you how excited he is to be a part of this and be a Bear.
There's a new teammate in town.
Yeah.
The Bears have made a trade.
And maybe they'll speak to some of their issues of depth that they have.
Okay. I was so excited for it, and I know it's just a television show, and I know the Bears have final edit. Maybe this is the one where we get to wake up with Kevin Warren.
I mean, they were setting the scene for that last week, too, where they kind of – I thought that edit was weird.
That whole scene was weird.
Like, and it felt out of place, where you could just do the whole meet Kevin Warren. He's president of the Bears. Like, you could do a whole thing of... I thought we were going to switch up the Kevins now.
Oh, we have a new one, right?
Sticking with this one for the time being.
What the hell?
Gotta wait for the right time.
But you could do your whole Kevin Warren bit tonight.
That's he wakes up at 4:30 in the morning. He doesn't need the sound of an alarm clock. Just his motivation is enough to stir him from his slumber.
Can I just say, as a longtime sleeper, been doing it my whole life.
Wow, that's a long time.
Long time. This is a perfect time of year. Like, right here. This is good. Where, like, because, you know, I am an early riser. I do need an alarm clock. Usually my alarm is set for 5:45. But, you know, May, June, July, you'd be like, is it 5 o'clock? No, it's 4:45 right now.
See, Kevin Warren resets automatically. It's like an iPhone going through a time zone.
And I'm a sleep mask guy just for that, because I'm light sensitive. If I get a lot of light, then I'm up and going.
Like, Kevin Warren sleeps with his eyes open.
One eye open for sure.
Gripping his pillow tight.
Yes. Damn right.
I've gotten into the sleep mask thing.
And Metallica messed up his field.
That's right. I've gotten into the sleep mask thing.
It is key if you're light sensitive. Like, if you don't have the blackout blind, like, that was, can I just say?
Circa. Circa's got some rooms.
And they have to, because at least, were you on the stadium swim side?
No, I was on the Main Street casino side.
Even still, like, lots of lights at night, so you need really quality blackout blinds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, the sleep mask, I'm a firm believer in it, but that's problematic too, because you need one that's sleek enough that it doesn't encumber your sleep, but also that it stays, like, tight. I have one from you gotta be careful to slow down to say this, Sheets and Giggles, which is a sheets company. Their stuff is really great. They used to advertise on Sports Adjacent.
Have you seen Manta?
I've seen Mantis.
No, Manta sleep mask?
No.
Check it out.
Well,
it's more than I need, but there are some people that swear by it.
But my Sheets and Giggles sleep mask, which is great, because you buy sheets and then they send that with it. Oh. Yeah, it's really nice. That's perfect for me. What are you laughing at now?
630. Kevin Warren wears pajamas that look like a business suit.
Orange tie.
Yes. Orange tie and the t-shirt.
See what I see. See, here's what I want. What I want is I want Kevin Warren rocking a dashiki. That's what I want. I want when Hard Knocks shows up to his place down here in the South Loop that Kevin is like Grand Rising Brothers and has on his dashiki out here trying to get this money.
And then Farmio takes people to the ice cream museum and has rainbow cones.
Kevin Warren wakes up early. Grand Rising Brothers! And then travels to 79th and Stony. Bean Pie Brothers!
I think it's better if Eberflus also has a dashiki.
I wouldn't.
Bean pies are good, eh?
Guess what? I wouldn't be surprised if he did have a dashiki. Because now we see how that man gets down when he likes to dress. You can invite Matt Eberflus to a white party now.
Some good bean pies,
people,
right?
Where people wear white clothes, not where it's like white power. Like, no, difference.
Not that party with the tiki torches. No.
Yeah, not that one. Just one where people are fly and they're in linen.
They really should. Like this, they could make this really fun now if we did our version of it.
They didn't put us in charge.
No, I know. They should
have. I'd be here for it. I got ideas on how they can make that show way more interesting, but I don't know if it would butt up against what the McCaskies are trying to do. And it seems like they are tanking. It seems like you wanted Hard Knocks. You wanted the Bears That's on Hard Knocks.
Fine. We'll do Hard Knocks.
This is what you get. You enjoyed it.
They broke it. On purpose. They broke the toy on purpose because they could. Like, fine, we'll do Hard Knocks. It's going to suck, but we'll do it. No swearing, of course. And nothing football-y.
Well, they gave you a lot of football over the last couple of episodes. It just wasn't, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, like they're giving you super slow-mos and all the other stuff. It's fine.